Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever look at a married couple and see their family and say to yourself, they enjoy everything life has to offer them. Wow, what an amazing family. You may feel that way when you meet Dan and Evie Carranza. But they would be the first to tell you it wasn't always that way. In fact, they're here to share how God rescued them from the breaking point. They experienced many trials. Their life was at the place where both Dan and Evie were ready to call it quits. But God had other plans. They're going to tell us about what happened in a moment, but that's why we paused at the beginning of our show. The person that they met, namely Jesus Christ, has made all the difference in their marriage and now in their lives. And we're here together to remind you, dear friend, as you listen today, that whatever you might be facing, you might feel like you're at the breaking point in your life or breaking point of a relationship. Maybe you're about to just give up. But we want to remind you that Jesus Christ loves you so much. His arms are reaching out to you. Would you open your heart to Christ? We're here because we want to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, for you to know His love and His grace. Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and He rose again from the grave. And as I look at my dear guests today, they are nodding their heads in affirmation because the living Christ has made a difference in their lives. And He can make a difference in your life too. Dan and Evie Carranza, they've been married for 16 years. Their children, Shane, Michaela, and Sierra, are those whom they are considered so precious to Dad and Mom. They've attended Hope Chapel West Oahu, which is now called Inspire Church. And from that first day in 2008, as they received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, things have not been the same. That day, today, during the days, Dan works as an operations manager. Evie works as a planned giving associate. They oversee the operations of a local Christian clothing line called His Kingdom Clothing. They devote their time serving at Inspire Church in different capacities. Dan is part of the men's leadership team, and Evie, part of the Arise leadership team, serving as the associate women's director. Their passion is to reach out to as many people as they can to share the good news of Christ by sharing the miraculous transformation that God has done in their lives. That's why I'm so glad that you're with us today. How perfect the timing, Dan and Evie. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bay Area, Northern Cali. Antioch, California is a small town over there.
What was it like for you growing up there in Antioch?
I grew up in a single family home. My mom was the one who raised us, raising four kids. I had a brother and two younger sisters, so total of three siblings.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, besides my brother being the competitive side of things, I would have to say it had been my grandmother. She was practicing Catholic. I don't know what the proper term would be, but she was Catholic. Definitely devoted to the Word, and definitely a servant of God.
Hmm. Evie, how about you? Where did you grow up?
I'm a local girl. I grew up here in Hawaii. I was born and raised in Hawaii. Moanalua Valley, to be exact. My parents, till this day, still lives there. So, yeah.
You know, those are favored people, you know, that live in Moanalua Valley.
Amen.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I want to say it's my grandfather. You know, living in Hawaii, of course I met Dan in California, but we moved here back to Hawaii. But just living here on the islands truly gave me the value in having a grandfather in my life, having the values of family. You know, the instilling of family here. He was big-hearted, always willing to give. So, yeah, my grandfather.
How did you meet?
You want to tell me?
Well, I after I graduated here, I moved to California for school and, tried to live a life out there, you know. And, I kind of, at that time, wasn't a follower of Christ. I grew up Catholic, so of course I knew God, but we met through mutual friends in a season in my life where I think God has placed him at that time.
What did you think when you saw Evie?
Well, ongoing joke is the first time she ever saw me that she fell in love with me. I have to say I fell in love with her the very first time I saw her. Her situation wasn't a right one. She was in another relationship with another man, so we were friends. And things started happening within her relationship that wasn't healthy. More physical, and just being a friend, I think it just drew us closer and realized more and more that there was more to her than just me being friends with her.
Hmm. Let's go to a place together. Let's go to a place where you... we're at the breaking point. Let's just go straight there. What happened leading up to that point that brought you to the place where you were considering just calling it quits?
I was lost, plain and simple. I was lost. I was doing drugs, heavy drinker, always looking for the next gathering. Party, whatever it be. Myself, above all else, was first. My kids came next, and my wife was very last.
What do you think, or what do you feel, Dan, brought you to that place where the priorities of your life, that are very foundational, we live based on our priorities, brought you to that place where your structure was that way?
I just think it was just through the guidance or lack of guidance through my whole life. I grew up on the streets in the Bay Area. I relied a lot on my friends. I thank God for my grandmother and my grandfather for at least instilling in me the respect of elders. And I believe that's something I've carried throughout my whole life as far as respect. But it was just a lack of a father figure. Mm-hmm. Never had that in my house.
That's more than prevalent today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It is... there is a, as I would say, a dearth of fathers.
Yes.
And a proliferation of fatherless homes. And you are, as you're self-describing, in a way, a byproduct of that, the lack of guidance.
Yeah.
How does it feel? I mean, describe how it feels to not have had that.
It's there's no boundary. I think even for, especially a man, when there's no father figure, there is no boundary. My mom was an abusive lady, but in the sense that she really had no choice because she was raising two men. And I believe a father incorporates that discipline inside a child. And it's not the physical beating, but it's the presence that a father could carry. And I believe that the lack of that, my mom didn't have the time to nurture us, but more so had to discipline us and lead us, you know, try to guide us on a path of, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily righteousness, but just the right path.
Scratching as much as she could, doing the best she could, the best she can, right?
Yes.
To make things work, to keep it all together.
Yes.
And you know, I've got to say this, brother, as I look you in the eye, and it's not giving you the eye, looking in the eye, I see someone who has been through a lot and has felt deeply, has been moved greatly. You can see a lot in a person's eyes and has also been broken.
Amen.
And has felt love.
Yeah.
And now is knows the hope that is in Jesus. We're going to take a quick break right now, Dan, Evie. When we come back, Evie, I want to hear a little bit from you. I'm eager because there's a lot welling up. I mean, to have a couple in studio with me who has been on the brink of parting ways after being married. I mean, I got a glimpse just hearing a little bit of your priorities, your priority structure. Would brother, it'll do it.
Complete it'll do opposite it. Now.
But, Evie, I'd like to hear from you when we come back. And so Amen. Do the women in our dear listening audience. They want to hear from the wife.
Yes.
Sometimes, Dan, we men, we put our wives through some really rough moments. Oh, how we need the grace of God, don't we?
Yes, we do.
When we come back, you'll hear from Dan and Evie Carranza, sharing heart to heart with you. Gut level stuff. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad you're with us today. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Program. I'm Danny Yamashiro. In studio with me today, Dan and Evie Carranza. Dan grew up in Northern California, in a place called Antioch, and he was sharing before our break about his upbringing and how it translated into the kind of life that he was living as he was a married man. And I wanted to get to hear Evie's side of how she, you know, see this couple. They're married for a number of years. And then it came to a breaking point. I don't know about you, but if you've ever been to a breaking point in a relationship, it's the most gut-wrenching, heart-tearing experience that you could ever imagine. And then when you come to the brink, what makes it even worse is that you get a glimpse of what will happen, of what it's going to be like. But if God brings you back from the brink, you're ever so grateful for a lifetime and beyond. To find out more about our program, if you want to hear the program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the free podcast available for you. Listen and pass it on to friends whom you, as you listen, you know will be blessed. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Evie, you grew up in Mauna Loa Valley, Mauna Loa High School, the Menihunis.
The private school of public schools.
Okay. The private school of public school. So, now, what was it like for you in those moments leading up to, as we say, the breaking point in your marriage?
Sorry. I think... you know, I get emotional every time I think about it, and it's not only I don't reflect upon the hurt of what I went through, but what I look at upon is a God that has saved me through the breaking point. So excuse me if I get emotional. It was hard. You know, I think for me as a woman, I stood by my husband's side. And at that time, we weren't really grounded in the Word. I knew who God was. I was raised as a Catholic, and I knew that there was a God. But it's amazing how during those times when my husband wasn't coming home, or he's picked his friends before me and placed everything before me, I still cried out to God. It's hard. It's a hard place to be.
How long did it go on?
You know, I think it was immediately after. We started a relationship soon after we met. And I think, you know, I'm 3 years older than my husband, so he was he just got out of high school. Where I was in my life was a lot different from where he was. I think a year after it was where, you know, our relationship kind of fell into where we were. You know, we pick up, we walk again, and then we get to where we are, and then we pick up and we walk again, and we get back to the same place. So there was really no consistency in our relationship.
And that went on into marriage?
It went on into marriage. We got married a year after we met.
No.
Oh, no, sorry.
4 years.
4 years after we met. And, you know, there's, there's a lot of things that I think if we, you know, just Dan had shared about his past. And I think what we did was we came into a relationship, both of us, with a lot of heavy baggage. Mm. And so with his background, with my background, and no center in our lives, we was just carrying this heavy baggage for, you know, a good 14 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
Leading up to a perfect storm.
Correct.
When you say what you, when you share that, Evie, a dear listener, a friend of ours who's listening to this program, may be in that very same place. There might be even a strange feeling of comfort. Huh? You mean I'm not the only one who came in with all kinds of baggage? But it came to a perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
What brought that about? How did it culminate to that?
You know, as parents, you know, again, you shared that we have three kids. And what usually happens in a relationship like this is, you know, especially with me and my husband, we were fighting a lot. And, you know, to the point where, you know, both of us was going to walk out. But behind us is our cheerleaders of kids that are looking into our lives.
Mm.
And we forget that. We forget that, you know, the ones that God has blessed us with is our kids is just watching us. So I think it was my daughter. My daughter was the one that said, hey, you know what? She comes home and she says, you know, I believe that, not in all words, but my daughter says, I'm going to start going to church. And at that time, she was 11 years old. And she says, you know, I want you guys to come to church with us. And keep in mind, church was like the farthest thing from our mind. But here's, you know, our daughter, our kids seeing us go through the day in and day out of arguing and being careless about the words that we choose towards one another. And she comes in and says, I know God, and I want you guys to know who God is. So that's kind of like where our life's kind of turned around.
Let's go there. What happened when your life began to turn around?
Well, just pointing on what she said, our daughter did come home. Her older sister is a Christian, and they come to Hawaii once a year for a month and visit and stay here, and they're grounded and everything and worded in the Word and in church. And they invited my daughter to Hope Chapel at the time. And my daughter had come home and come up to me and said, Dad, you got to come and check out this church. I finally know who Jesus is. And I said, oh, that's good. That's good. I'm happy for you. She goes, can we go check it out next weekend? Or can we go next weekend? And I'm like, yeah, brushing it off. And I'm, you know, like my wife said, God was the furthest. I mean, we went to Catholic church. We did the rituals every Sunday. But it was the Monday through Saturday that was really mattering. And that's what kept us furthest from the church, let alone really seeking God and knowing who God really is. But she was persistent through the week. That Saturday came, and she says, are we going to go tomorrow? I said, yeah, we'll see how we feel when we wake up. Well, there was a conviction on my heart when I woke up Sunday morning. And I was battling. At the time, I didn't know. At the time, I didn't know what it was. There was a part of me that wanted to go, and there was a part of me that didn't want to go. But I chose the part that wanted to go. So I woke up my family, and we went. And I think my cry, as we took the Waikele exit, was, God, if you are for real, you will save my marriage. And sure enough, we walk into Hope Chapel, putting on this smile, that this fake smile that my wife and I carried for years. People used to look at us and think that we were the best couple, but we were really probably the most broken. But anyways, walk into Hope Chapel, and just like probably a lot of people who go into church their first time, it just seems like they're talking to them, the word, the message. And it was just everything I needed to hear, the hope that I needed to know to carry me through that day. But come to, lo and behold, we both raised our hand at altar call. And I felt something inside of me that I have never felt before. Need to say, I went in there a drug addict and alcoholic. I left there with none of that, that very day. I just to say a part, I've been clean and sober since the first day I went to church. And I know, and I knew then, that God needed to remove some things in me in order for me to really see Him. And that's really how it's been ever since. But it was our daughter who led us, who led us to the church. Geez, I mean, I know there's more to this story that's going to happen, but just from that very first day, God answered my prayer.
Today, this moment, as you're hearing Dan and Evie Carranza, well, look, maybe your child, maybe God is speaking through your child. Dear man, dear woman, the Lord is speaking, and the child is saying, Daddy, Mommy, let's go to church. And because the Lord is wanting to do something in your life and in your family, and you think, it's my child. Yeah, I'm a grown up. But you know, the Lord speaks through our children. Amen. And there are certain great, profound lessons that they teach us that we could learn nowhere else. Mm. And there are moments like this where the greatest thing can happen. When they lead us to Christ. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, as much as Dan has shared, I wish you could see what God was doing in studio, how God has worked in their life. When we come back, Evie Carranza will share what it was like there at that moment when she, at church, during an altar call, made a decision to trust in Christ, to follow Christ. It's the beginning of a transformational season of life that has carried on to this very day, to the point where this wonderful couple, wonderful indeed, made whole in Christ, are sitting in studio. When we come back, you'll hear her side of what Christ has done. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, you look at them today, they hold hands, they look, they've been married for a number of years, but there is that twinkle in each other's eyes as they look at each other. You would have never known that they were at the brink of divorce. Both of them looking at that place where they said, you know what, I've had enough, enough is enough, and I'm going to walk the other way. But an 11-year-old child of theirs, their middle child, Michaela, invites them to church. And not just a light, gentle invitation. I mean, this is a persistent one. Persistent invitation. And when they went to church, it was Hope Chapel, West Oahu at the time. Now it's Inspire Church. The Lord delivered Dan Carranza of alcoholism, drug addiction, changed his life at that moment. He's been clean since then. But what about Evie? What did she go through? You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you're with us because I know in my heart that something that will be said in the way the Spirit of God will communicate it to you through our guests will touch your heart right where you are. Evie, what was going on in your heart leading up to that point when Michaela invited you guys to church?
For me, I think I was at that point where I didn't want to pursue the marriage. For several reasons, because I think when you think about the span of what we were going through, I believe I gave up hope. Here I am, you know, I just got out of an abusive relationship, 7-year relationship, thinking that the man that I married now was going to be the man of my dreams. And we kind of fall into the same pattern of things, but difficulty arises with two kids, you know, that I'm having to raise literally on my own. You know, we tried counseling, we tried talking to other couples, and those were like temporary bandages. Mm. So, interestingly, because the weekend before, I clearly remember that we were at a grocery store, and I literally looked at my husband and said, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with you got in my car and left him. And I think for him, you know, I mean, who does that? But for him, I think I got to the point where I needed to take care of my own. I needed to take care of myself, and it was going to be with or without him. So when we went to church, you know, that Sunday, I clearly remember going in there and, you know, again, the same prayer that my husband probably had. But most of it was, I knew then that I couldn't change my husband. And a lot of times I think as wives, we try to feel that we can change our husband to be the person that we want, that painted image in our minds. But I think going into church that Sunday, it was like, God, transform me, you know, transform me in areas in my life that I need to be, you know, allow me to submit to my husband in areas that I need to fall in alignment. So that was my prayer going into there. Because I think, again, I lost hope for my husband, but I needed to find the strength for me to go on.
So you're in church.
Mm-hmm.
What was that moment like when you made a decision, or you felt the Lord calling you, or you responded to the gospel, the love of Christ, the message?
You know, I can't describe in words, but I can just probably try to summarize in feelings. To me, just, you know, trying to seek things of this world, you know, that's what I was chasing. But I just felt a covering over my heart and my spirit from my Father saying, you know, it's okay, it's going to be okay. And, you know, when that altar call, that plea of raising your hands during salvation and altar call, I think I didn't even look at him. You know, we went in there, two totally separate people.
I looked.
So, you know,
snuck a peek. Huh?
You know, a lot of times, no. So I mean, you know, I truly, you know, raised up my hands, and, you know, I knew, you know, it's amazing because it was that particular day. I have never questioned the power of our Lord and Savior, because if he can take a marriage so broken as where we were, and literally that moment that we walked into out of the sanctuary doors, we have never been the same.
Yeah.
Never been the same. We never brought up, you know, incidents that had happened in the past, 2 seconds ago, 3 seconds ago, or whatever that situation is. So I truly know that the Holy Spirit at that particular Sunday, and God, and, you know, was fighting for our marriage, and we just needed to just lift up our hands and surrender it all to him.
Evie, what would you say to a woman who is at the edge, ready to give up, maybe already giving up? You know, nothing's going to change. I'm tired of this. And she wants to move on. Yeah, there were uncertainties, but what would you say to her in that place in her life?
I believe that there's times in our life that that lead us into what I call the field of disappointment. Things don't turn out the way that we want in our marriage, in our lives, in our family. And it's really easy to get overwhelmed with all that. But I believe in the time of disappointment and confusion and darkness, I've discovered that God's truth can overtake our lives and light a way for us.
So you're in ministry today, the Arise Ministry at church. If somebody wanted to like you went to church, right? Mm-hmm. There was a place, you mentioned sanctuary, but a sanctuary in the broader sense, a safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to come to a safe haven, knowing that there is a possibility of a changed life or a restoration of a relationship, could they connect with your ministry and what God is doing through you and Pastor Lisa Kai there at Inspire Church?
Yes.
How could they do that?
They could email us, you know, at arise@inspirechurch.tv. We do offer women's services. You know, the next service that we have is on November 15th of this month, as well as our signature Arise Women's Conference, where, you know, I believe it's a, you know, it's not about the church that you go to, but, you know, it's a gathering place. I look at it as a gathering mm-hmm. place for women. But most importantly, I think, you know, for me, going through a lot of these problems and situations as women, me personally, I felt that I didn't want to open up with people and I didn't want to reach out to people. But now more than ever, I feel it's important as women to find that accountability partner or find a friend that you can allow and share your heartaches with and, you know, and your situation with.
You know, friends are needed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet friends, when it really comes down to sharing the gut level stuff, mm-hmm. the heart-to-heart stuff, probably you could count those on maybe one hand, maybe a couple of fingers even, but God has them there.
Yeah.
And we've got to reach out too. Mm-hmm. My brother, Dan, you're a man's man.
Mm.
And... but now you're God's man.
Amen.
I want to hear what you would say to somebody, another man's man, a guy who, you know, is trying to carry the load as best they can. But, you know, all of us as men, we try to carry the load and we realize we've got gaps. We're leaking in all kinds of areas. And we try to plug them up because we don't want anybody to see. And then we plug one up and then something spurts out in another way.
Mm.
I see you nodding. I feel like you know what I'm talking about. When we come back from our break, take us to the place of now what God is using you to do as He's delivered you and He's using you in ministry. When we come back from our break, Dan Carranza. Dan and Evie, you know, they're very generous people. It's not easy to come and talk about the rough seasons of life. But they know that there's a certain grace, it's like a balm. You know, when I get an owie or I cut myself accidentally, one of the first things I do, I wash it out with soap and water. And then I want to put Neosporin on top. And somehow when I put that on, I know it's going to take care of the infection. There's not going to be a big red spot around it, and I'm going to create more pain, but it's going to start to heal. They're like God's Neosporin on your wound. So stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. people like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
A soft heart. You know how precious that is to have a soft heart? Not the kind of heart that's acting soft, because you know that's how you should be. But no, one that's genuinely soft because you've experienced the massage of God in your life. You know, sometimes we get some of these aching pains and somebody gives you a lomi lomi, local style, and give you a massage, kind of loosen you up. Boy, how soothing that is. And how encouraging that is when you're with someone. Well, my guests today, they have soft hearts, because the Lord has massaged them in their relationship, massaged the quality of the presence of their hearts. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guests today, Dan and Evie Carranza, been sharing heart to heart about their relationship, marriage, and how the Lord has restored them. Before our break, Evie was talking about how God has worked in her and through her, now her ministry with the Arise Ministry, there with Pastor Lisa Kai at Inspire Church. In fact, to find out more about their ministry and to receive what the Lord may have for you, if you don't already have a local church, it's inspirechurch.tv. You can connect with them there. Brother Dan, let's talk. Let's talk heart to heart, man to man. After the Lord delivered you, you see, from that day, you changed.
Yeah.
What happened in you? How did you change?
Well, we were talking just off air, and you said it right, and even on air before. But it's a pride of a man that I think, well, I don't think, I believe that we have to change. There's many things that we, like you were saying, you know, there's things that we try to look and see to fill ourselves up with, whether it be drugs, alcohol, gambling, sex. You know, there's just so many things we always try to fill ourselves up with. But the one void that will always be there if you don't have it is God. And until you bring God into to fill that void, you really won't know what you're really missing. And with that being said, pride, I truly believe, was one of my biggest things, because the way I grew up fighting. You know, me and my brother, you know, we were well known throughout the town, who we were. People used to come want to fight us all the time. So our pride, our ego was just sky high. And I carried that through my whole life, everywhere I went. You know, I had that attitude of a presence, but my own presence. And
so you had a little bit more than a chip on your shoulder.
More than a chip. More than a chip.
A brick.
Yeah.
A brick, maybe a boulder on your shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, a mountain. Yeah. Okay. And but you know, I was really fearless and really careless, to say the least. And that carried into my family. You know, I think as a man who grew up without a father, my thought and my belief was, hey, I'm in the same house as my wife. I have my kids. I am their father. But it's way, way far more beyond that as being a man, being a father, being a husband, than just a presence. And I truly believe that we can't really figure out our presence until we know what the presence of God is really about. Because we have to have that soft heart. Mm. It does have to be soft. And I think that's what we grow up knowing, is if you show softness, you show weakness. But it is His word is where we are weak, He is strong. And I truly, you know, believe that, and, you know, speak that into, I pray every man listening, that we have to start somewhere.
Dan, what ministry are you involved with there at Inspire Church?
I actually sit on the men's, Kingdom Men's Leadership Ministry. Basically, it's the men's ministry for our church. And I also lead my own men's group, which is our Connect group for our church, through our church. And I believe through this season and before, and just being part of the leadership team, God has really softened my heart for men in general, just because of the barriers that we carry, mainly being pride. Pride carries many facets with it, and I think with that, and just leading the group, and just the men that God continues to bring into my path and into my life, just brokenness. You know, we really are broken. We really are, and the bandage of pride really holds that together. And when we finally release it, and we find ourselves walking with God, that we no longer have to carry that bandage. You know, that it's actually a burden.
Yeah.
Pride's a burden.
Yeah.
Because it blinds you in many different things.
A man today, we call him a brother.
Amen.
Could be a brother who's walking with the Lord, or maybe a brother who needs to come to know the Lord, you know, a brother to become a brother in Christ. But Dan, pray for this man, a friend of ours, a dear one listening. Take a minute or two and just pray for someone who's struggling with pride. Pray.
Thank you, Lord God. Father God, I just want to give you thanks and praise, Lord, and just give you all the glory for just this opportunity to sit down and share my own life, Lord, and just all my brokenness, Lord, but also share the renewal of spirit, Lord, that you have given me, Lord, and given me the purpose of life, Lord, and just to walk out in righteousness, Lord. So, Lord, today I pray that this testimony reaches every single man. I pray it pierces every single heart of every man today, Lord. But in the same sense, Lord, I pray gentleness upon every single man, Lord. That they feel your soft touch, Lord. That they hear your still small voice, Lord. To know it is distinctively you, Lord. Mm-hmm. To know that through the trials, through the perseverance, that there is many, many greater things to come. So, Lord, this time I do want to say that we need to renew our perspectives, Lord. Mm-hmm. We need to release our past, and we need to remember our purpose as man.
Amen. Amen. Dan and Evie Carranza, praying for you, dear one. You whom the Lord knows and loves, it's a way of reaching out, a way of touching you and wrapping his arms around you with his love. Dan and Evie, thank you for letting the Lord use you as he has.
Thank you.
Speaking out of your heart that way and going back to those tough moments, but to share the love of Christ through that.
Amen.
You have been vessels of hope for someone today, and also guidance and wisdom for someone who is reaching out, searching for direction in life. So, brother, sister, thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny,
for being with me today, with us. I hope as you've listened to this gut-level sharing, heart-to-heart from Dan and Evie Carranza, I hope that you were encouraged and blessed. I believe that you were. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now, like they have, to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, like they have, this might be that perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation that I set up for you. And to stand with us with your financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 4:7 says, getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Dan and Evie Carranza. Find out more at inspiredchurch.tv. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.